It's been another historic day for Belfast as the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh continue their visit in Northern Ireland.
First time Queen Elizabeth has been inside a prison, albeit a decommissioned prison. And obviously to be in a prison with Peter and myself, who've been prisoners here, you know, pretty astonishing and historic in many ways.
The Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, there. The royal couple had a busy morning with three public engagements in the city. Their first stop was at the notorious Crumlin Road Jail. Downtown Cool FM's Jordan Motes was with the Queen and Prince Philip for every step of their tour.
Her Majesty arrived at Crumlin Road Jail to a massive cheer from the crowds outside who waited to greet her. She was met by Dame Mary Peters at the front gate before she made her way through the big, massive fortified doors into the jail itself. In the courtyard just at the front steps of the jail, the royal couple met with politicians, including the Lord Mayor of Belfast, and the First and Deputy First Ministers were Peter Robinson did mention to the Duke of Edinburgh. He spent a day or two in the jail himself. Walking through the Governor's Wing, the Queen and Duke of Edinburgh were shown some of the work that had been done to make this attraction into one of the biggest tourist venues in Belfast. The Queen and Duke of Edinburgh had the opportunity to look inside some of the cells where the prisoners were held during their time here. The Duke of Edinburgh was particularly interested in the condemned man's cell at the very end, where a noose hangs where the prisoners sentenced to death would have been hung. The royal couple finished their visit by making their way out through the back door of C Wing, where they met a few school children, and then they got in their cars and made their way to the Game of Thrones set in the Titanic Quarter.
And thanks, Jordan. Well, at the Titanic Paint Hall, they saw props and costumes from the hit HBO show. Her Majesty was presented with a miniature replica of the infamous Iron Throne, but didn't sit on the full-size one. Maisie Williams, who plays Arya Stark, said the Queen was eyeing up the uncomfortable-looking chair of state.
I was really, really excited, and I didn't really know what to expect, but she was really, really lovely, and she spoke to us quite a lot. I was expecting her to just sort of walk on, so I was cool with that, and then she said, "Oh, so what character do you play?" And I was a little bit tongue-tied and didn't quite know what to say. But she was so, so lovely and kept commenting on how uncomfortable the throne looked.
Well then, in a marked departure from the days of high security visits, the royals made their way to St George's Market, where hundreds of members of the public were able to get close to them. The day will be rounded off with a garden party at Hillsborough Castle, and you can see pictures of the royal couple in Belfast on our Twitter feed. To the day's other big news now, and ex-News of the World editor Andy Coulson's been convicted of phone hacking, but a jury has cleared his predecessor Rebecca Brooks of all the charges against her. Home Affairs correspondent Mark White was at court when the verdicts were read out.
You now have that mad clamour of journalists and photographers trying to get to the Old Bailey outside the front door. They're waiting for Rebecca Brooks, her husband Charlie, of course, now co-defendant in this case.
Back here now, a 76-year-old woman has been arrested in connection with the murder of Portadown teenager Caroline Graham. Caroline was 19 when she disappeared in April 1989. The pensioner was detained this morning in the County Armagh town and remains in custody helping police with their inquiries. A Spanish national has been extradited from Northern Ireland to Madrid to stand trial for a series of terrorist offences. The 44-year-old is believed to have been involved in a number of murders and bombs in the Spanish city in the late 1990s. Finally, this hour in showbiz, Big Bang Theory star Jim Parsons says he has no difficulty juggling film and TV work because someone else does all the hard work. Jim, who plays Sheldon in the hit comedy show, also stars in Zach Braff's new movie, I Wish I Was Here. He says making both at the same time was a joy.
For me, it was really fun. I got to go from one to the other, one to the other, and it wasn't exhausting, it was invigorating. It was really everybody else having to schedule through hoops that I feel bad for them, but thank you, I'm very grateful.
Well, that's your news. Paolo has the sport next. Coming up this hour, the importance of knowing CPR.
Just collapsed.
Okay.
All right, you're rolling.
All right, listen carefully. I'll tell you how to do resuscitation.
Okay.
Pump the chest hard and fast, at least twice per second and 2 inches deep. We're going to do this 600 times.
But first, this hour, the alarming spike in road deaths here continues. It's only the 2nd of July and 40 people have been killed. In 2013, the figure was 57 for the whole year. The latest two fatalities happened in South Belfast last night when a car collided with a motorcyclist on the Milltown Road. Yesterday, we revealed the death rate on the roads for June was over double of that for the same month last year. Next, this hour, Alliance leader David Ford has urged politicians to grasp the opportunity to reach agreement as all party talks get underway today. It's the first of 2 3-day sessions being held to discuss flags, parades and the past. Meanwhile, Peter Robinson and Martin McGuinness are going to Downing Street later to discuss the economy. Afterwards, Sinn Féin will have a separate meeting with David Cameron. It follows criticism from the party that the PM has met privately with the DUP and not them. Now, have you got the heart to save a life? Well, 90% of people who had a cardiac arrest at home last year didn't survive. A new strategy has been launched to get more people to learn CPR. Our reporter Jordan Moats has been speaking with a grandmother whose life was saved by her daughter.
Keep going until the crew physically take over from you. All right?
Poor mummy. You're doing a good job. Hang in there, mummy. Hello, we're in the kitchen here.
That was the dramatic 999 call when Pauline Miller was forced to carry out CPR on her mum after she collapsed last year. Sheila Osborne told us she went into cardiac arrest and stopped breathing.
Put the kettle on, I went to the cupboard to get the tape bags and I said to her, there's only one tape bag. And that's all I remember. Until somebody was asking my name and I have a funny feeling I was in the ambulance then.
Her life was saved when her daughter swung into action and started chest compressions. Pauline says it was instinct.
It was only after, when mum was actually in the ward in the hospital, did I actually start to realise this could have been very, very different. It would have absolutely broke our family if mum wasn't here today, and we're so, so very lucky.
Jordan Moats with that special report. In other news, nearly half of all complaints made to the Prisoner Ombudsman were upheld in the last year. 80% of them came from McGabbery Prison. The majority were over accommodation, property and cash, and staff attitudes. Now, the Alzheimer's Society says one in five people with dementia here were given no support or information after diagnosis. Nearly 20,000 people are thought to have the illness in Northern Ireland. The charity is calling for everyone with dementia to have access to a special advisor who they can go to for help. Finally, 25 years after it left TV viewers all over the world scratching their heads, Twin Peaks is making a comeback. US network Showtime has confirmed Kyle MacLachlan will be returning as Agent Cooper for 9 episodes next year. There's no word yet on the rest of the cast. And the weather warm with sunny spells, but there's a chance of scattered heavy showers this afternoon. Highs today of 21 degrees. Downtown Radio, Cool FM News.
Downtown Radio, Cool FM News, it's 6 o'clock, I'm Richard Morgan. A leader of men who we will never see the like of again. Peter Robinson pays tribute to the Reverend Dr. Ian Paisley, who died this morning.
He was the face of unionism to defy IRA terrorism, the one who was standing up for the union and wanted to defend Northern Ireland's position. He was, in many ways, Mr. Northern Ireland.
The First Minister described him as the founding father of a new Northern Ireland. In a statement, his wife Eileen said the family are heartbroken. A stalwart of politics here, the 88-year-old had been battling illness for a long time. Naomi Holland looks back on the life of a man who divided opinion across the province.
Ian Paisley was probably the most fiery, uncompromising and bellicose politicians of the Troubles.
We say never, 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 never.
But late in life, one of the most turbulent figures in politics here underwent a transformation. The man who constantly declared no surrender suddenly agreed to share power alongside former IRA commander Martin McGuinness. Ian Richard Kyle Paisley was born on April the 6th, 1926, the son of a Baptist minister. He gave his first sermon at the age of 16 and was ordained at 20. By 1951, he'd been elected moderator of the Free Presbyterian Church. Election to Westminster as an MP followed in 1970. A year later, he formed the DUP, the party he would lead until 2008. He stepped down from politics completely in 2010. Resignation from his church leadership followed late last year. He's survived by his wife Eileen, two sons, Ian Jr. and Kyle, and his three daughters, Rhonda, Sharon and Cherith. His legacy to the province will no doubt be debated for years to come, but in his last assembly speech, he urged people to look to the future.
And we will go forward with the help of Almighty God to a place where we'll be proud, all of us, that we're Ulster men and Ulster women, and that we have done our best in the most difficult of circumstances to do what we can for a coming generation.
Meanwhile, the Deputy First Minister has been paying tribute to the former DUP leader. He says Ian Paisley made a positive contribution to the peace process, adding it's an awful pity he wasn't 30 years younger. Martin McGuinness says he's lost a friend.
Once he decided to join with Sinn Féin in government, to do it wholeheartedly and to do it with some considerable grace, and throughout that year that we were in government together, he treated me with only respect and friendship, and I similarly made huge efforts also to ensure that we sent a very positive message to the entire community about how all of us work together for the greater good.
In other news, Oscar Pistorius's uncle says he never had any doubts about his nephew's version of events on the night he killed his girlfriend. The athlete's been found guilty of manslaughter after he fired shots through a door in his house last year. He thought she was an intruder. The sprinter's had his bail extended and will be sentenced next month. His uncle Arnold Pistorius says his thoughts are with Riva Steenkamp's loved ones.
There's no victors in this. And it won't bring Riva back, but our hearts still go out for her family and friends.
Here, two men have been charged with rape over a serious sexual assault in Portadown last month. It follows a number of searches in the town yesterday. Two other men remain in police custody. And a reminder of our top story today. Ian Paisley has died at the age of 88. Tributes have been pouring in for the former First Minister. Deputy DUP leader Nigel Dodds described him as a great statesman.
It's a very sad day for the DUP, for unionists, and indeed the entire community of Northern Ireland, who no doubt are shocked at this passing of a prince of preachers and a colossus of politics. We won't see his like again. And we're the poorer for his passing.
And you can read a full obituary on our website. Well, that's your news.
First up this hour, 65 deaths, thousands injured and countless families destroyed. The shocking statistics that are making 2014 one of the worst years on our roads for some time. This morning we're launching our exclusive Take Care, Get There campaign to drive home the road safety message. Our chief reporter Jordan Moats has the details.
Over the course of this campaign, we'll hear the story behind the tragedies on our roads.
This is, they call it empty nest syndrome. And I'm here now on my own, like, and it's just close the door at night, it's lonely. Because I always was here at night. But now, I would do anything for him to walk in the door. I would even go myself and let him come back if it was possible.
We'll hear how families have been torn apart in a split second.
Kevin was so badly injured that we couldn't even consider donating his organs to help other families.
And how loved ones have had to make that heart-wrenching decision to turn off life support.
Sit around his bed and switch his machine off, you know, and listen to all the beeps and all the machines just disappear. I mean, whatever that driver girl was going through, it was nothing compared to what we were going through. You know, she probably was feeling remorse, but she certainly wasn't going through what we were feeling.
And there's more on this on our website. Meanwhile, two men have been injured, one critically, after a crash in Coleraine last night. The Strand Road remains closed this morning. In other news, a charity that brings terminally ill youngsters overseas to Santa has had its website hacked. The Northern Ireland Children to Lapland Trust says the hackers have completely destroyed all trace of their site. 6 years of photos and memories from previous trips have also been lost. A spokesperson said it's a huge blow in what is the busiest time of the year for them. A spending watchdog says the Department of Social Development is wasting money because of housing fraud. The Public Accounts Committee says it's been too slow and not proactive enough to take steps to recover properties being claimed for under false pretenses. The PAC also said there'd been an alarming increase in the cost of providing temporary accommodation for homeless families from £5.2 million in 2008 to £10.9 million last year. Home Retail Group says it'll close a quarter of its home-based DIY stores over the next 3 years. It currently has 323 shops in the UK, nine of which are here in Northern Ireland. The company claims it's part of a plan to revitalise the business. It says it hasn't identified which stores will shut and has expressed its hopes to redeploy staff to other shops within the group where possible. Finally, Sam Smith leads the nominations at tonight's Mobo Awards. The singer's up for four trophies, as are hip-hop stars Krept and Conan. Beyoncé, Chris Brown and Drake are among the acts shortlisted for the International Award. Jessie J, Nicole Scherzinger and Professor Green are all due to perform at the Wembley Arena.
Our top story this lunchtime, and an elderly woman was moments away from death as her car began to sink in the River Ban last night. The pensioner was pulled to safety from the stretch of water in Portadown by members of the public. Our chief reporter Jordan Moats spoke exclusively to one of the rescuers.
Yes, well, I'm back at the scene of this potential tragedy last night. The woman drove into what she thought was a car park. Instead, it was an overflowed River Ban. Well, with me is Robert Best, who was one of the rescuers last night. Robert, explain the scene that unfolded.
She'd somehow managed to drive in to the river. The car was sinking, you know, badly submerged. Lucky enough, the car window was down. She was hanging out and screaming for help.
Robert, when did you know something was really wrong and someone's life was at risk?
Straight away. The car was just above water and sinking at an unbelievable rate. Those other guys had mentioned that the police were on their way, but there was no time to wait. I mean, her life was at stake, and I would say moments later she probably would have been dead.
And most importantly, you couldn't actually swim, so you risked your life. Did that ever make you think twice about helping?
No, it was always my intention to go and help. She's one of God's creatures. She's a human being, you know, and it's not an option. I mean, to save someone else's life, I mean, it's a must.
Well, we understand the woman did receive medical treatment and the fire service are now at the scene pumping away any water.
Thanks, Jordan. In other news, Northern Ireland's roads have claimed yet another life this week. This morning, a car collided with a motorcyclist on the Knockmore Road in Lisburn, killing a man in his 20s. It brings the death toll on our roads to 71 this year. 12 of those fatalities are male motorcyclists, which is equal to the total of the previous 2 years. The Knockmore Road remains closed to traffic. A taxi driver has been assaulted and had his car stolen by passengers in West Belfast this morning. Two men forced him out of the vehicle and another made off on foot on the Falls Road. And finally, Belfast is getting into the Christmas spirit this weekend. Thousands of people are expected to descend on the city centre later for the big light switch on. 12,000 tickets have been allocated and those attending are advised of significant traffic disruption. Seamus Rooney from Belfast City Council tells us who's doing the honours.
Lord Mayor Nicola Mallon, in conjunction with the Cool FM winner and Ben and Holly. So there's a big button and they'll all have their hands on it around about 7:35. The press that... The lights come on the Christmas tree, all the decorations in City Hall, and all the city festive lighting around the city centre all comes on.
And that's your news, sports.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jordan Moats at Stormont, where it's crunch time for our politicians.
Well, I think everyone in Northern Ireland wants the same thing. That is an economy that grows, politics that work, and a society that gets stronger.
The Prime Minister has jetted into Belfast for negotiations on outstanding disputes here. David Cameron told a news conference he's hopeful for an agreement.
And we've got to demonstrate we can resolve those issues over the budget, over finance, over flags, parades, the past, important issues. And the people inside that room will be discussing them and talking about them, but the people outside the room, they're the people who matter, and they want to see their politicians can deliver.
This afternoon, roundtable talks were scheduled before a series of one-to-one meetings. It's thought some sort of financial package from the Prime Minister could help seal a deal. However, Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness says the UK government has more to do on the budget issue.
This place here is different. This is not the north of England. This is not London. This isn't Scotland. And this isn't Wales. We are a society emerging from conflict. And the legacy of all of that has posed huge problems for our executive.
There are many issues on the table that need dealt with. Flags, parades, the past and how Stormont itself works. The Deputy First Minister says there has to be an agreement on all those issues.
Sinn Féin are in this for a comprehensive agreement. We have stated that from the outset, and I think anything less than a comprehensive agreement will be seen through by people as being lacking in substance.
The Prime Minister has cleared his diary, so it looks like these talks will continue well into the night and into tomorrow. Now, with the rest of today's news, here's Alex Carey back in the studio.
Thanks, Jordan. Now, children and staff had to be evacuated from Omagh County Primary School earlier today after the police received reports that a device had been left there. A security alert is now underway and the Campsie Road has been closed. In other news, a man in his 40s has been stabbed in the back as he walked his dog in East Belfast. The knife was then held to his throat in the Imperial Street area at 2 o'clock this morning. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. Now, new figures have revealed that the GCSE results of Northern Ireland's pupils are improving. Ricky Thompson has more.
Last year, 65% of Year 12 pupils achieved five or more GCSEs at grades A star to C, including English and Maths. That's a 4% increase on the previous year. However, the figures show that 95% of grammar school pupils achieve those grades, compared with just 44% in non-grammar schools. Pupils who receive free school meals and achieve the top grades increased by 5%, but the success rate for pupils who pay for their meals is still 32% higher. And with an 8% gap, females continue to perform better than males.
And finally, British films The Imitation Game and The Theory of Everything will go head-to-head for the Best Film Award at the Golden Globes. And that's the news.